This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
That was the scene at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis last night as thousands of Indiana Fever fans watched WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert announce Caitlin Clark as the number one overall draft pick, as expected. The University of Iowa standout, who finished her college career as the all-time scoring leader in NCAA Division I basketball history, was the second straight number one pick in the draft for the Fever, who last year took Aliyah Boston from the University of South Carolina. Clark is expected to have a major impact on the Fever, not only on the court, but in the stands, where the team ranked second to last in attendance in 2023, averaging just 4,067 fans. The Fever also drafted Celeste Taylor from Ohio State with the 15th overall pick and Leilani Correa from Florida with the 27th overall pick. Indiana's sportsbooks saw a near-record sports betting handle in March, driven largely by March Madness. Analysts with PlayIndiana.com report $500.8 million in wagers were made last month, which is the third highest handle in the state's history. It's also only the fourth time sports wagers have exceeded $500 million in 1 month. The handle is 22.5% higher than February's total and 15.7% higher than March 2023. A life sciences startup founded by a Purdue University professor has been awarded a $275,000 National Science Foundation grant. Amplified Sciences is developing tests for early and more accurate detection of diseases, starting with pancreatic cancer. The clinical stage life sciences diagnostic company was co-founded by V. Joe Davison, a professor of medicinal chemistry and molecular pharmacology at Purdue. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Join us for a day focused on Southeast Indiana's growth. Connect with fellow leaders and walk away with bold new thinking to help your region thrive. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
A new blood test being developed through a collaboration between Roche Diagnostics and Eli Lilly and Company has been granted a breakthrough device designation by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
The designation is intended to speed up development and expedite review by federal regulators, especially for critical diseases. The plasma biomarker test is designed to help physicians identify amyloid pathology, a key feature of Alzheimer's disease. Roche and Lilly said they believe the test could play an important role in improving access to early and accurate Alzheimer's diagnosis. There are currently no FDA-authorized blood tests for Alzheimer's, a disease that afflicts more than 50 million people worldwide, robbing patients of memories and cognitive abilities. Today, the only FDA-cleared methods to confirm amyloid pathology are cerebral spinal tests and amyloid postron emission tomography scanning imaging. What Roche and Lilly are developing is a diagnostic test to detect proteins associated with Alzheimer's disease in people 60 and older. The test is used to identify a biomarker that has shown the ability in research settings to distinguish Alzheimer's disease from other neurodegenerative disorders, the company said. Ann White, president of Lilly Neuroscience, called the plasma test, quote, another milestone in our collaboration with Roche Diagnostics that will advance the Alzheimer diagnostic ecosystem. Kate Sharon, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Officials in Evansville say the collaborative nature of the communities in Southwest Indiana can be attributed to several recent announcements designed to support regional growth. Former Mayor Lloyd Winicky said he is particularly proud of Southwest Indiana for landing one of six $45 million grants from the state's Ready 2.0 program.
We are so proud of the collaborative spirit of our region. And I watched our presentation to the IEDC and I thought, wow, I'd like to know, I'd like to see a better presentation than ours. Super excited about what we bring to the table, and the thought of spending or investing some of that money, most likely, in exciting, transformative riverfront projects, not just in Evansville, but from the region, from Mount Vernon to Newburgh, so 50 miles of riverfront revitalization.
He added how crucial it also was for Evansville to regain air service to Chicago, a move announced last week. Fairbanks Foundation CEO Claire Fidian Green is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.